Okay, USC coach Ed Orgeron has joined us, and the Trojans are on the road at Oregon State on Friday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Ed, do you have any explanation or feeling of why that it seems like Corvallis has been a tough place for the Trojans to play through the years?
Yeah, I think you have to give Mike Rowley and Oregon State the credit. Those guys do a tremendous job when the Trojans get up there. He seems to have always had his team ready to play for us. A great game plan. Obviously, the crowd is electric up there. Those guys get up to play for us, so you got to give them the credit. But we need to do a better job of preparing our team to play in a hostile environment and get ready for the speed of the game. It seems like they play awfully fast up there.
You know, the 2008 game really sticks out because that was a really, really talented USC football team. Do you think that team would have won the national championship if it had a chance to play for it?
You know, I wasn't here there, so I don't recall that, but I do remember them being a great team. I just don't recall that because I wasn't here yet.
And additionally, with your team, are there some players you definitely feel like you've had a lot of injury issues? Are there some guys who are definitely going to be back for the game against the Brave Beavers?
You know, the only guy that I think that's going to be back for sure, I have a good feeling he's going to be back as Xavier Grimble. I think that he's going to be playing. The rest of the guys are still questionable.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Next question comes from the line of Dan Greenspan, NFL.com.
Morning, Ed. Looking at the stats here, Leonard Williams leads you guys in tackles. Just what is it about his relentlessness that's allowed him to pile up so many numbers this season?
You know, he's long. You know, Leonard's about 6'5", 290. He's probably one of the best athletes that we've had here on the defensive line as far as size-speed ratio. He has great awareness. His ability to get off blocks, he plays hard. He's a great kid. He's very coachable. And actually, he's getting better every game. Just a tremendous young man with great range and just plays from sideline to sideline.
You've been around so many great linemen at Miami and SC. Have you ever had one of your guys lead the team in tackles?
No, not that I can recall. Not that I recall. He's just doing a fantastic job. He's a highly unusual football player with the combination, speed and quickness and the size that he has. We feel like he's going to be a first-round pick. He's a great young man.
Appreciate it, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any additional questions? Last chance for Coach.
I have a question from Lindsay Schnell, the Oregonian. Lindsay, if you could please unmute your line on your end.
Hey, Coach. I'm curious what you learned watching the Stanford-Oregon State game film. Stanford really was able to hold in check Brandon Cooks, and they got to Sean Mannion a lot with 8 sacks. What can you take away from what USC did?
Well, obviously, Stanford is a very good football team. Every time we watch them, it seems like they do a tremendous job of pressing the passer, tremendous job of covering. Their defensive line plays a great technique. It seemed like they gave the offensive line some problems. Looking at the film, I think there was a couple of missed assignments with the offensive line that gave Stanford some sacks, and a couple of times they got beat. But obviously they made Stanford hold the ball. I mean, they made Oregon State hold the ball a little bit longer than they wanted to, and they got to the passer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Last chance, any additional questions?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Ed, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll see you.